Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community, Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crimes. Rock of my soul, in the bosom of Abraham. Rock of my soul, in the bosom of Abraham. Rock of my soul, in the bosom of Abraham. Oh, rock of my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Rock of my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Rock of my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Oh, rock of my soul. Chicagoland, we have a very exciting program for you today. We are going to talk about Alvin Ailey Dance Theater, and we have two very esteemed guests joining us, Miss Nasha Thomas, who oversees national outreach and Ailey camps for Ailey's arts and education and community programs. And we also have Christina Bornay. She serves as Director of Creative Engagement at the Auditorium Theater of Roosevelt University. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Thank you. Great to be here. Much.
Glad to be here as well.
Let's start off with you both telling us a little bit about your background.
I'll go first. I'm from New York. Danced with the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater for 12 years. Had a great tenure. Hired by Alvin Ailey. Worked also under Judith Jamison, and love working with the current artistic director Robert Battle. I'm a native New Yorker. Have performed here in Chicago many, many years with the Ailey Company, and it's wonderful to return with our Revelations residency program again, sponsored by local Auditorium Theater and AUSL with students at Collins Academy High School and Phillips Academy High School. So they're learning about Alvin Ailey and Revelations and gearing up to see the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater performances in a few weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, and I get to work very, very closely with Nasha to bring these programs to the city of Chicago. In my capacity at the Auditorium Theater, I oversee all of our education and community outreach initiatives. I'm a native of Chicago, born and raised in the South Side, Jeffrey Manor. And, you know, definitely love my City. And so it's always great to be able to bring these really amazing programs to the city of Chicago to introduce young people and families, you know, old, young, doesn't matter what age you are, you know, dance is one of those things that's for everybody. And I think one of the things that makes the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater Company so amazing is that it is honestly accessible to everyone. So,
well, you know, this is Black History Month, and it's so apropos that Alvin Ailey is in Chicago during February. We truly appreciate you choosing this month to really, you know, accentuate all the wonderful things that go on in African American community in the Chicagoland area, nationwide, globally, especially when we talk about Alvin Ailey. Give us the background of Alvin Ailey.
Mr. Ailey was born in Rogers, Texas in 1931. He grew up during the Great Depression, and he was raised by his mother. So it was a very difficult time, and he choreographed revelations from what he called his blood memories, memories of growing up in the South, in Texas. And he theatricalized the ballet with the props and things that you see in Revelations in the Wade and the Water section, and Rock of My Soul and The Bosom of Abraham, which closes the ballet. But he wanted to have his company tell his story and present the African American experience through traditional modern dance, and that is what the Ailey Company does. Alvin loved people. Like Christina said, he believed that dance came from the people and should always be delivered back to the people. So it is a wonderful opportunity for new audiences as well as old audiences to get to experience the company's performances here. And it's important that we don't only come to Chicago to perform. We want to connect with the community through our outreach programs, and the children are a very important part of what we do, and looking not only to present day but to the future.
And it also helps to live out exactly that thing, you know, that idea that Nasha just spoke to you as well. You know, for Alvin Ailey to be able to take his blood memories and give them life and give them movement, you know, we're able, you know, she and her team from New York are able to do that for our students here in Chicago, to give them an opportunity to create a place and space for their voices to be heard. And, you know, considering the climate and things that are happening in the city of Chicago anyway, you know, what better opportunity to be able to really seriously make sure that the things that are important to you are spoken and shared in a way that you feel empowered to be able to create and make change, but also to just be heard. Sometimes that's really what you need, to really be heard, and dance affords that opportunity to be heard.
It's important for young people to see people who look like them, who came from similar backgrounds as them, and to see them living a life and having a career that came from dreams and things that they aspired to do as young people when they were their age. There are a couple of members in the company who are from Chicago, so there's a lot of arts here, you know, there's a lot of wonderful things here, and that should be celebrated as well. You know, Bernard Gilmore is one of the Ailey Company members who I danced with in the company, and he is still with the company. I retired several years ago. but V, as I affectionately call him, you know, is still dancing and performing, and I know it's going to be wonderful for him to be home here in Chicago celebrating, you know, his heritage.
Do you have anyone else from the Chicagoland area that's in the troupe that will be performing this February? Coming March?
We have two other dancers that are from the area. Rinaldo Gardner is from Indiana, very close by, and what's the other one? Sarah Daly is another company member, and she's still relatively new. She's been in the company maybe 4 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're all happy to be home, and I know their families will be out coming to support them.
What's really great, too, is that a lot of times the schools that they came from as well. So Bernard studied at Curie High School, and so Curie still has an amazing dance program, and those students in that school usually come to the student matinee to participate and be a part of that, and, you know, sometimes, you know, and to get to see him as well. Not only do they come to the student matinee, but they, a lot of times, a lot of schools will come to a full performance, because we have, you know, opportunities to be able to create ticket packages that, so that way that school is able to be there too, to see a full performance as well.
Well, I read on your website that a daily affirmation for the camps is, I will not use the word can't to define my possibilities.
Exactly.
And why did you guys choose that for the children?
Well, you know, Ailey Camp is a program. It's a national program. It started here in Chicago in 1999. Mm-hmm. We are working diligently to restore the program. We haven't had it here a past couple of summers, but the daily affirmations that our campers do actually started here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So former Ailey Company member, Lisa Johnson Willingham, who is now the director of our Ailey Extension Program, which are classes for the community, when she was a director here, got together with her campers and her staff and came up with 10 affirmations. And Ailey Camp is a program that focuses on development in our youth. Children ages 11 to 14, self-esteem, giving them life tools, life skills, how to resolve conflicts, how to deal with peer pressure, bullying, all these things that are going on now, mm-hmm. you know, in present-day social media, how to lead productive lives. And one of the things that Lisa and her staff came up with probably about 7 years ago now, at least, if not a little longer, were these daily affirmations. And as we know, is an affirmation is something that you embody and you take it to be true. And mm-hmm. it helps you lead your life with belief and certain direction. So, you know, we start out with saying these 10 affirmations. And the last one is, I will not use the word can't to define my possibilities. And it's important for our young people to know themselves that anything is possible, that they can reach their dreams, that they can attain anything. However, they have to work hard, mm-hmm. you know. So I am a winner. Okay. I am in control. I will listen to learn. I will pay attention with my mind, body, and spirit. I will not use the word can't to define my possibilities. I will treat others with courtesy and respect at all times. These are very important things that, you know, I've done some workshops, and we have open house, and we have people come, our funders and supporters come to visit camp, and they hear these affirmations and they're like, oh my gosh, you need to come and do a workshop with my staff. But they're things that we should all embody. Right. One of my favorites is, I will keep a positive attitude all day, every day. How many days do we get in the middle of the day and you just want to just, you know, crawl under a rock or something?
Yes.
But these are things that, you know, I think for our young people, they can grab hold of them when they are in a very difficult or challenging time,
right.
or struggling with something, whether it's math or an assignment that they have to do. I've had kids tell me, Ms. Nasha, I will not use can't to define my possibilities. When I say I can't do something, I'm working on something and it's not working out and I can't do it. And they go, remember the affirmation. You know, so they know. Mm-hmm. And it is something that gives them direction.
Okay.
It gives them a focus. It's an anchor, yeah. you know. Mm-hmm. And once they started here, I implemented them in all of our Ailey camps. Mm-hmm. And it's something that, you know, the first day of camp, the kids come in and, you know, we actually recite them together. By the second or third day, they have memorized them. They want to come and they want to be a leader and they want to lead the affirmations. But it's a wonderful thing for us to have to guide us, you know, mm-hmm. in our daily lives to give us a focus and something that we want to make sure that we live a certain way. You know, last year, every year I come up with a theme. Last year, the theme was gratitude. And this year, our theme is, what is our theme this year? It was purpose, it was gratitude. I can't think of what it is this year. I have to give a minute to think about that one. But when it was gratitude, I, you know, thought about my own personal children, you know, and all of the different things that they get, and how with young people everything is so much about materialistic things, yeah. you know, mm-hmm. and then running across children that don't have a home, mm-hmm. you know, don't have their own bed to sleep in, you know,
right.
some don't have food to eat, mm-hmm. even, you know, and we have so many things, and our young people, you know, have so many things, and they just take them for granted, you know,
right.
and something simple as being able to get up and walk. And I tell kids, you know, we're dancing and teaching and, you know, doing this stuff, and the arm is supposed to be up straight like it is in Revelations, and I've been buked, and the arm is bent, you know, and I sit them down. I say, you know what, there are some people that wish they could straighten an arm, but they don't have an arm. Or they can't move, you know, mm-hmm. they have a physical disability, a challenge. So you have the ability and you have this, you can use it. You make sure that you give it all that you've got. Yeah. Don't say that you're tired or that you can't, because you have to be grateful for what you have. Mm-hmm. And these are things that, you know, when they're with groups, reps and their peers, and they're all geared in the same direction. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it gives them a sense of very strong support system. Yeah.
Well, one quote from Alvin Ailey is that dance is for everybody. And I know that deals with the concept of enhancing lives of underserved children,
yes,
as well as the broader community of really appreciating the talent that you guys bring,
yeah,
and also the respect and the discipline that it establishes in young people.
And that's something that's necessary for whatever you do in life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, to be disciplined, to work hard, to focus, to not give up.
To help with that math.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, and I've had a lot of children, you know, that we've worked with say, you know, oh, Miss Nasha, you know, I was able to take what I learned, mm-hmm, in camp this summer, or I learned in working with you in this particular workshop, and have it transfer over into my school, mm-hmm, in my homework. You know, I understand I have to finish this. There's something that I want to do, but this is what I have to do, mm-hmm, in order, you know, to do that. And my theme this year is dreams.
Okay.
And that is, we are focusing on Langston Hughes' poem, A Dream, mm-hmm, Deferred.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes along with, you know, the young people that you're talking about that our program serve, the inner city underserved children, the kids that don't have access, whose parents can't afford for them, right, to go and take dance and art classes and go, mm-hmm, to the theater. Those are the important ones, you know, because we want to give them every opportunity,
right,
to experience that. And we're talking about what they dream about, you know, mm-hmm, what are their dreams? And the reality is that some of our children don't dream,
mm-hmm,
because it is something that is so far removed from them that they have the right to dream about something, mm-hmm, because of their experiences. And we don't want that. They're young. Life is great. They should, mm-hmm, enjoy it. And we want to inspire them.
Mm-hmm.
To dream and to follow their dreams and to,
yes,
let them see that they can, you know, mm-hmm, anything can happen. I tell them I grew up in the projects. I was raised by a single mother. Alvin Ailey was raised by a single mother.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about parallels,
mm-hmm,
you know, and then they see people, as I said, who look like them,
yeah,
who have very similar backgrounds,
mm-hmm,
who have made something, and, mm-hmm, then they begin to believe,
yes,
you know, in their dreams, and they believe that it is possible for them to do as well.
Mm-hmm. And I think, too, to continue speaking to that idea of, like, you know, like Alvin Ailey said, you know, dance is for everyone. You know, not only do we have these revelations residencies that we're doing in schools that Nasha talked about, where we're going into the community and we're working with a large population. I think it's about where, you know, our expectation is that there, you know, we have space for 250 students to be a part of this revelations residency.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes a lot of people and a lot of time. But we also have Revelations Wednesday, which is the March 9th performance of the when Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater is with us. And that's an opportunity for folks to, if you're coming to see the show, to learn the history and the legacy and understand what each of those different portions, those different movements, if you will, in the performance piece of Revelations, to really get a feel for them, learn them, you know, as a community. You know, it's not, you don't have to have had any previous dance,
right,
experience or anything to be able to learn these particular pieces and to know more about them, so you have a stronger connection to it. I'm a firm believer, and I know Nasha and I have had many conversations about the importance of not just... we talk about exposing people to the arts and getting them, you know, in places and spaces. But if I don't necessarily educate you on what it is that you're seeing, if I'm not explaining to you the point and the purpose of this particular piece, then you're seeing something within it without any type of knowledge. It's like me giving you a piece of paper that's written in a language that you've never studied before, but expecting you to be able to figure out what may be said on this particular piece of paper. That's virtually impossible to do. So the same thing needs to happen in the way that we approach things like dance, you know. So, you know, with Nasha, with the Ailey camps, providing context about life, right? Because the arts is supposed,
right,
to help us mirror life. And then us, you know, through things like Revelations Wednesday, affording those people who are coming to see this performance to really understand, what does this piece mean? Why is it important to my history as a person, whether I am African-American or I am of any any other nationality, or how is this important to my own personal understanding in history and life? Because I think that's what the Alvin Ailey American Dance Company does really well too. Just kind of taking life, you know, by the horns. One of the pieces that they're bringing to the city of Chicago is a piece that Robert Battle choreographed called Awakening. You know, like just thinking about what it means to open your eyes. There's another piece that they're doing called Exodus that really sort of looks at sort of the conflict and the struggle that's happening in the world right now.
Yeah, it's interesting how the ballet is parallel to what's going on today.
Mm-hmm. And it's really, really powerful and extremely important. And when you can see that life, you know, happening on stage and that life happening, like Nasha said, too, with people who look like you and other people who don't look like you, but look like the others, you know, that maybe we have been told to feel one way or the other about. But you see them on this stage working together in beautiful, perfect harmony. Mm-hmm. You know, it is awesome. You know, I was telling Nasha earlier too, I had seen dance before, grew up on it. And if you told me you wanted me to see a modern dance company, I would have told you never. Like, I don't want to see it. Don't like it. Mm-mm. Give me a storybook ballet any day. And I remember sitting down and seeing Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater Company perform, and I cried the entire time. And I cried because I understood what was happening. I got the message. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I come from a family of people who like to dance. And social dancing is what we do. My mom was a professional dancer. And one of my sisters is, too, now. But, you know, I was like, So here's, you know, this company that's speaking to me. And I'm a vocalist, you know, I'm a singer. This is what I do. And, you know, this company is speaking to me and I get it. You know, mm-hmm. I understand it. I feel it. And I'm with it, you know, mm-hmm. and invested in every single second and moment of the performance. You know, when intermission comes, I'm like, is it over? Is it over? Is it over? There are not very many companies that will do that for you. Mm-hmm. I was 11, you know, and, you know, I saw them again when I started working at the Auditorium Theater, and I was like, oh my God. You know, so it's, you know, it's an amazing experience, and definitely
one of the important things, one of the probably the most important is something you said, for everyone. Yeah. They see something on stage that looks like them. Mm-hmm. The Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater is a multicultural dance company. Mm-hmm. Alvin Ailey's mentor Lester Horton had a multicultural dance company in Los Angeles. Alvin's desire, his wish, was to present America. We are called cultural ambassadors, so you are going to see somebody up on stage. We have dancers from Germany, from France, from California, from Canada, from Guadeloupe, from all over the world, mm-hmm. and it is about culture and people, and that's why the company can go and perform in Japan mm-hmm. and have the audience crying and mm-hmm. running to the stage in tears, and then you can go and perform in Israel and have mm-hmm. people crying and come and run to the stage. You mm-hmm. can go to LA and have the same experience. Yeah. You know, there is something about the human spirit mm-hmm. that a company like Alvin Ailey, which is a repertory company, which Alvin made sure that he, you know, wanted to present works by other people, not just himself. So there's something for everyone, mm-hmm. you know, and it is ever changing. Mm-hmm. And from 1958 to present day 2016, we are continuously introducing new audiences, you mm-hmm. know, and it's not about sitting back on our laurels and saying, oh, we're the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater and don't you know who we are? No, it's about we're the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. We've been here. We're still here. And we want you to be on this ride with us, you know. So it really is wonderful to introduce ourselves to new people, mm-hmm. you know, and to present new works. Robert Battle is, you know, from Miami, Florida, mm-hmm. you know, grew up in Liberty City, you know, a very difficult, you know, community. But here he is, went to Juilliard, had his own company, Battle Works, and now handpicked by Judith Jamison in 2011 to run this company. And the company is still thriving, mm-hmm. you know, and under his direction. And he's young and he's got, you know, a great vision. And we have Masazumi Chaya, who's the associate artistic director, who is mm-hmm. still, you know, with the company, who danced in the company with Alvin. Mm-hmm. So, it, you know, it is an ongoing evolution and hopefully something for many families, especially the Chicago community, something that will be a tradition that continues. Mm-hmm. The great thing for these young people that I'm working with on the two residencies is the icing on the cake. They come to see the Ailey Company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have learned some of Revelations, the original choreography. So they're going to sit in the seats and they're going to be doing I've Been Buked.
Exactly.
And they're going to be doing Rock of My Soul.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to feel special.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were handpicked, mm-hmm. you know, for their school to participate. And then they were handpicked out of their schools to be able to come, you know, and take part in this experience. And for them, you know, my hope is that, you know, they learn something.
Mm-hmm.
They learn something new about themselves. They learn new people. Mm-hmm. They meet new people. They have fun. But it is a blood memory for them, just as, you know, Alvin used his blood memory. So, you know, 20, 30 years from now, when something comes on, they go, oh, I know that. Company.
Mm-hmm.
I actually did a workshop with those people, and then they're telling their children,
mm-hmm.
you know, about it, and that's you know what it's about,
right? Ladies, can you kindly give us the run dates and any other important dates that you want our audience to know?
Oh, wow. So the performance begins, Alvin and Ailey American Dance Theater will be at the Auditorium Theater from March the 8th through the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
There will be that they open on a Tuesday night. So that Tuesday night, it's a 7:30 performance. So most of those evening performances are 7:30. On Saturday and Sunday, there are matinee performances as well. So that Saturday, there's a 2 p.m. matinee and then an 8 p.m. show. And then that Sunday, the 13th, there is a 3 p.m. matinee. So, you know, if you're a person don't necessarily want to be out in the evening, you know, you can come out in the daytime and enjoy the company as well. Each of those there are three different programs. So there's a program A, there's a program B, and there's a program C. And the reason why we do that is because there's so much that Ailey has to bring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so much that we want to be able to showcase while we're here in the city of Chicago that we want to give people an opportunity to see some really great things. It also affords us the opportunity, too, to show the breadth of the company.
Mm-hmm.
So we encourage folks to come once, come twice, come three times, you know.
Okay.
Some Ailey classics, Alvin's Ballet Cry that he choreographed as a birthday present for his mother will be done in its entirety this year here
in
Chicago.
Didn't you dance that piece?
I danced Cry for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did. One of my favorites, Love Songs, also choreographed by Alvin Ailey, and Blue Suite, which is the very first ballet that Alvin choreographed in 1958. A lot of people think Revelations was the first ballet. It wasn't. It was Blue Suite. So, a lot of great tradition ballets that people can come and see. Robert Battle has two new ballets on the program, No Longer Silent and Awakening, as you said, is new powerhouse, Open Door. Exodus, which is a high energy impact piece. I love that ballet.
Oh.
I love that ballet. And then Piazzolla Caldera.
Mm.
Say that twice. It's a Paul Taylor ballet. So, you know, and I think that's another thing that, you know, keeps audiences coming, seeing something different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater was voted the most popular dance company of the 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's pretty big.
For good reason.
Yeah, you have your Night Creature, have your, what is it, in December?
You got your Nutcracker.
Your Nutcrackers and Swan Lakes and, you know, all these different ballets, and more people have seen Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater.
Yeah. Wonderful.
I think the other cool thing, too, is that Alvin Ailey has this really great way of sort of bridging the gap between cultures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, there's, you know, like doing a Paul Taylor piece, you know, which a lot of people would say, you know, oh, I mean, it's modern, he's a modern choreographer or whatever, but like Paul Taylor, Alvin Ailey, like, But to see their bodies, you know, to see the Alvin Ailey dancer body, because it is a very distinct body, I think, embody this particular piece is amazing, you know. And then to take that all the way over to something like Exodus. I mean, like, these are, they're vastly different stretches, but then to always stay very true to the core and the reason, you know, behind why the company was established, to stay true to the core of even the choreography of the company, while still stretching the company and stretching us as audience members to be able to take in more, understand more, to be able to see pieces by choreographers that maybe we wouldn't have even thought to look into more. And it's just great. There's a Naharin, what's his first name? You know what I'm talking about.
Ohad.
Yeah. There's an Ohad Naharin piece that Ailey does that I saw them do it first before I got to see the other company, Batsheva, which is an Israeli-based company, perform that piece. So, you know, it's like, whoa, how, you know... They're right. The ambassadors, you know, they're the American ambassadors to the world,
yes.
Is what Congress has claimed and stated, mm-hmm. That Ailey is. And even as ambassadors to the world for American culture, they are still championing other cultures as well and bringing that to America and to the American people, too. So it's really
minus
great.
16.
Mm-hmm. Minus 16.
Fabulous mm-hmm. ballet.
Well, ladies, I can't believe we are running out of time. We began the program with a piece, Rock of My Soul. In the bosom of Abraham. We're going to close out with I've been buked. And I'd like you to give us the venue again mm-hmm. and the contact information.
Absolutely. So we are at the Auditorium Theater. The Auditorium Theater is located at 50 East Congress Parkway. So it's right downtown on Congress Avenue, which is right between Michigan Avenue and Wabash. Performance dates are, again, March the 8th through the 13th, 2016. So we look forward to seeing you there. If you'd like to order tickets, you can go online to the Auditorium Theater website. That's www.auditoriumtheater.org. Or you can give us a call at the Auditorium Theater, and we can take care of, you know, group ticket sales, and that number is 312-341-2300. And again, that's 312-341-2300.
And if anyone has any questions about accessibility, what mm-hmm. number should they call?
They should call our patron services office, and that number is 312-341-2389. What's really great is that we are an accessible theater, so we have a beautiful accessible entrance that gives you some motifs of the theater even as you come in. And we, you know, we take great care and pride in making sure that we're able to accommodate all people. We do tours of our theater even for the visually impaired, so we have tours of our space, so that way they're sensory. Mm-hmm. So we take great pains to make sure that we are affording an opportunity for every single person to enjoy a great performance.
Chicagoland, we want to thank again Christina Bornay. Am I pronouncing your name
correctly? That is correct. Thank
okay.
you. I appreciate it.
And Nasha Thomas for joining us with this wonderful discussion about Alvin Ailey. And we look forward to everyone coming out for the performance in just a week or so.
Thank you for having
thank
us, Ruth.
Thank you so much for having us, Ruth.
Chicagoland, thank you for tuning in to Building Community, Strengthening Nations here on Chris Radio. Bye now.
Been mute, and I've been sore.